Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Close to our communities, as I say good morning to you, radio family, thank you so much as we begin another weekend edition of Community Focus. Thanking you for listening to our public affairs show Saturday and Sunday mornings. It is all about the good things that are taking place in our communities, and more so the good people who are behind those good things that are taking place. It is such a joy to have these two ladies on the program. When we think about spring break and summer vacation around the corner, we think about one event in particular that's really become a staple, not only here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, but in and around the community. And I can only be talking about, as I say, first of all, good morning to Sherry Crosby of Vandalia Elementary School. Welcome back, family. How have you been?
I have been well. I'm so glad to be back. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for coming back. And you brought some company this go round.
Yes. I'm so excited about that. Like
I am too.
My fitness instructors to come. They're like, I don't want to talk on the radio. And I'm like, nobody's going to have a camera.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm so glad that Jennifer said, yes, I'll come immediately. And I'm
wonderful.
Like, yes. So.
And so, Jennifer Redfern, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Our newbie, but now officially fam. That's how quick that newbie title is.
Right.
Jennifer, it is so good to see you. And actually, as I look at you, I'm like, and we were just talking about this before we got on air, who your mom is, and it's such a joy to hear that Goldie is doing well.
She is.
So I want to say, first of all, to you ladies, give my love to family.
Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
You for your mom, Jennifer, and of course, Sherry, for you and the gentleman in your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Lincoln, who's become a young man now, he's in what grade this year?
He's in the seventh grade.
Wow.
Seventh grade.
Where does the time go?
He's taller than me now.
I have noticed that in pictures on social media.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting tall.
He likes to loll that over my head, looking over my head like I'm a leprechaun or something.
Now, do you think he's going to be as tall as dad?
He's probably going to be taller than his dad.
Wow.
His father's not happy about that.
No.
I can still take you. And I'm like, it's not a competition.
Right, exactly. Well, tell Lincoln and Calvin I said hello as well.
I will. I definitely will.
And thank you, ladies, for coming on board. Can you believe this is the sixth year?
Ooh.
Which, by the way, radio family, before we do get started, we're talking about the sixth annual Reading is Fun Run.
Yes, ma'am.
It's that time of year again.
Yes, it creeps up on me slowly, but it's also quick.
Right,
because I start thinking about it again in October, because I don't really take a break. Because anytime anybody's like, oh, I'm looking for something to sponsor, I'm like, excuse me.
Right.
You know, I never take that hat off.
Right. Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
I try to take it off in the summer, but then I end up doing like storytelling with different places and bringing books. And somebody will say, oh, can you come out and bring books? And of course, I got to go back into my boxes. And I'm like, sure, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
But you know what, too, Sherry, that's a great thing, because you're constantly in that frame of mind where you have persons who are going to be new to the event. Right. And then, of course, those families that really enjoyed, whether they're going for the first time or going for the sixth time,
right,
as this marks the occasion. And Jennifer, this is really great because this is the first time we get your input on the event and helping out. By the way, Radio Family, these ladies proudly represent Vandalia Elementary School. How's everybody over at Vandalia?
They are doing well.
Good.
You know, it's the day before spring break.
Yeah.
So teachers are kind of walking on eggshells today, but they're also happy.
Yes.
The children are happy.
Well, they're always happy when,
you know, some of the parents are happy.
Happier, probably.
But, you know, we're looking forward to getting a break and getting rest and recharged.
Exactly. Right.
When we get back, it's the push to the end.
Absolutely.
That's the most important push for me.
True. And then, of course, we're at that time of year where we're transitioning in terms of weather. We can, I shouldn't say finally, because weather around North Carolina has just been
all four seasons in one day.
All four seasons in one day.
Exactly. But still, when we think about it, as we'll get into the date and the time for the event, you know, it's around the summertime. Like you said, usually we think about the kids being out of school for the summer.
Yes.
And what a great activity, because that can be for some families with the kids asking, well, what are we going to do for the summer?
Right.
We need something to do. The parents want to have something for their kids to do, something that's fun, but at the same time safe.
Right.
And when I think about Reading is Fun Run, I mean, you can't get any better.
No, you
than
can't.
That.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited this year. I'm going to jump out of this chair in a second. We have so many new things happening.
Absolutely. And that's
year.
My first question to you this morning. What's new for the families?
We have some, well, most importantly, we are actually having an actual walk this year.
Ooh, great.
Right. Brown Recreation Center, on the morning of the Reading is Fun Run at 8 o'clock at Brown Recreation Center, we're going to have a 1K or a 3K. Families can choose what they want to walk.
Oh, great.
And it's going to be a fundraiser because we're trying to send children to summer camp this year. Mm-hmm. Our goal this year is to send 7 children to camp. Mm-hmm. We're going to let that be our goal. And next year, of course, we're going to add as much as we can. But we want to send some children who have never had an experience.
Right.
Having specific activities to do during the summer to have that experience this year. And so it's not per se, we're not asking for a fee, but we are asking parents if they can leave a donation, that'd be great.
Great. Mm-hmm.
But the objective is to walk as a family. And then hopefully they'll leave the Brown Recreation Center and come right across the street to Vandalia Elementary for the Reading is Fun Run.
Absolutely.
So we got 2 locations this year. I'm really, really excited about that.
Awesome.
We've got lots of different fitness activities that are coming in this year. We have a wonderful storyteller who just signed on yesterday.
Oh, great.
I'm so excited about that. I can't mention it yet, though, because
we got to keep it under wraps.
They asked me to keep it under wraps until May.
Okay.
So, but we're going to have an actual storyteller coming in and doing story time with children.
Fantastic.
During that day.
You know what, though? I like that, because that, of course, means we can do a follow-up show.
Yeah.
Once that information is revealed, and we'll get into the particulars when we take our first break and we get to chat off air. Now, Jennifer, talk about, because you are proudly displaying the Walk 15, that's going to be part of the Reading is Fun Run. Mm-hmm. So first of all, give us a little bit of background on that.
All right. So Walk 15 is a low impact but high intensity walking aerobics class.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me as an educator and as a mother, it's important that I stay in shape.
Right.
But, you know, after you leave college and you get married, you have a kid, you can easily become sedentary.
Right.
And so for me, I'm an ex-athlete, varsity basketball, varsity softball.
Nice.
But after college, that goes down and the work life goes up.
Mm-hmm, right? Exactly.
And so when I had my daughter, I decided, man, I need to be here.
Right.
I need to be active. I need to be healthy. I need to be moving. And I also want to set a good example for my students. I'm a teacher at Andrews High School, the home of the Red Raiders. So I decided to get moving. And
good.
The easiest, most sustainable, most cost-effective, most practical way to move is to walk.
Yes.
So walking is something that people can do whether they've been sedentary or whether they've been active.
Right, right.
And so that's why I decided to become a walk leader with Walk 15.
Excellent.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the relationship between the two of you, your instructor, fitness instructor, or
I haven't been to a class yet, but it was divine or something. We ended up connecting through someone else.
Okay.
And because when people they know what I do. If right. they hear about something, they'll say, you should talk to blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She does blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't wait for things. I'm on the horn. Yes. I'm texting people. I'm on Facebook stalking people.
See, Jennifer, we can both
in their inbox.
Right,
you know, right. Hey, guess what? This yes. is what I do. And would you be interested? Right. Love to have. And right. she just signed right on.
Excellent.
But like Jennifer said, I want people to understand that fitness is not always Zumba. Yeah. It's not always running. It's not right. always jogging. Exactly. You know, it's not always the gym. Mm, you know, true, you can true. Get in shape just by doing some low impact, mm-hmm. just being consistent with things. You know,
exactly.
you can walk around your house, around your right. living room. Absolutely. I did that one day. It was raining. I was like, I need some steps, mm-hmm. which I'm not even wearing my step counter today. But I just walked around my living room and Calvin thought I was crazy. And I was like, you just keep watching TV. And every time I walked in front of the TV, he was like, really? And I was like, I need 10 more steps. 10 more
right,
steps.
Exactly. You know?
But that's something that you can do, and everybody can do it. Children, too.
Right. Right.
Because we were talking about this last year, how exercise and fitness wasn't something our parents preached to us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We went outside and we played.
We
but
did.
They didn't say, hey, it's important that you stay mm-hmm. moving.
Right,
it's important
right.
that you eat healthy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the staples in our diet are culturally not, you know, good for us. The salt, right. the sugar, mm, the fat,
exactly.
the oil.
Exactly.
And we have to be conscious of those things now because we want our children to be conscious yes. of those.
Right, exactly.
And so if yes. we really want them to do things that will decrease childhood obesity, mm-hmm. will get families moving and get families healthier, which will, you know, elongate lifespans.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to be here.
Right.
You know, what can we do to be here? How can I help that? I don't just teach pre-kindergarten. I teach everybody that I can teach.
Exactly.
You know, if the Lord puts something in front of me to do, I'm mm-hmm. going to do it.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to find other people.
Exactly. Here we are.
That's what I love about it.
But you know, to what you just said, Sherry, I really appreciate the fact that, and even whether you're a parent or not, the example that you set, it's amazing what children will imitate.
Right.
And if we are to set a good example, no better way to do it than to encourage them when they see you trying to incorporate a healthy lifestyle with yourself, mm-hmm. how much more so that your children will want to do that.
They definitely will. Yeah. Children do what they see.
They see, exactly.
You can say, don't do this, or mm-hmm. you need to work out. But until they see you doing it,
exactly.
they're not going to think it's important.
Right.
The same way you pick up bad habits from your parents, mm-hmm. you can pick up good habits from
exactly.
your parents.
Exactly. Absolutely. And this is definitely a good habit. The 6 year for Reading is Fun Run. Now, who's invited to the event?
Everybody. Everybody. I want to just start putting the notices up. Around the places that parents populate,
right.
families populate, grocery stores, places that we go commonly,
right.
grocery stores, even laundromats, banks.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to start putting them on poles everywhere because anybody can come. Mm-hmm. Anybody can participate. It's a free event.
Right.
And so you don't have to worry about, well, I've got 3 children. I can't afford like the fare, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to pay $10 for every child.
Exactly.
That
right.
can become expensive.
Very true.
And children get into an event and then they see things and they want things.
Right.
So, but at my event, you don't have to worry about
exactly.
that because we've got you this
right.
year. You know, you
awesome.
Can come, you can enjoy festivities, fitness classes,
right.
free books for the
yeah.
summer,
nice.
Fitness classes. Mm-hmm. We can enjoy some carnival food.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we have food vendors coming.
Excellent.
So, but, you know, I do a parent survey at the end of every event and
right.
ask parents, what would you like to see?
Mm-hmm.
What worked? What didn't work? Because, you know, you have to ask those questions if you really want to be successful.
Exactly.
And, you know, some people wanted some different options.
Right.
Because lunch is free. I'm going to feed you.
Very
okay?
good.
I will feed you when you get there for lunch. But some people might not want to eat what I have for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving some families some different options this
That's
year.
That's great. And love the fact that you're allowing families to have some feedback.
Right.
And the other great thing, Jennifer and Sherry, that I've always liked about the Reading is Fun Run is that when you talk about fitness, it really puts forth a dual purpose in that it's not just the physical fitness for the body,
mm-hmm.
it's fitness for the mind,
right.
for the brain, because you're still incorporating and you're wanting our kids to continue to, even though it's summer break, even though they're out of the classroom physically,
right.
we still have to keep our minds engaged.
Right.
And no better way to do that than with a good book or some sort of reading activity.
Exactly. And there is a research-proven link between physical fitness and reading, mm-hmm. and it increases cognitive development in right. school-aged children.
Exactly.
So, you know, the more you train your brain, the more mm-hmm. your brain will be trained when you get back to school.
There you
and
go.
And you start to decrease those achievement gaps.
Absolutely. Right.
So you send them home with the materials that they need to be successful, because we're still educators in the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, summer exactly. break, but if you ask me a question about mm-hmm. education during the summer, I'm going to answer it.
That's and you're pretty much that 24/7, 365.
Yeah,
so it drives
my family crazy, you know. Link is like, Mom, don't be a teacher today. Like, well, people can't do that.
When you're a teacher, it follows you everywhere.
Everywhere you go.
He doesn't want me to use
everywhere.
My teacher voice.
Oh,
right.
That's
know.
The real reason.
It carries across a room and down a hallway.
Now why? Yeah, that's
Mom,
the real reason.
Your teacher voice.
Yes, yes.
Sorry.
That's kind of like saying, don't speak, you know, use your inside voice. Oh, that Lincoln is something else. Well, ladies, I have just thoroughly enjoyed these first few minutes. We're just getting into the beginnings of getting our radio family ready for the 6th annual Reading is Fun. So Sherry Crosby with Vandalia Elementary School.
Woo-hoo!
And the newest member of our community focus. She's family now for certain. And Jennifer Redfern
Andrews
High School. Red
hey,
Raiders.
Go Red Raiders.
In the house.
All right.
So thank you, ladies, so much. We've got part two.
Okay.
Of Community Focus coming up. So, radio family, we will take this quick break, and then we will be back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Stay tuned. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. You're a great company, radio family, and that includes members of our Community Focus family. In the 6th annual Reading is Fun Run, we're going to get into, as we're back officially from break, talking about, as let me say good morning again to members of our Community Focus family and Sherry Crosby and Jennifer Redfern. Thank you, ladies, for coming back with
thank
me.
Thank you for having us.
So let's get to the nitty gritty of this. When and where will the Reading is Fun Run take place?
Well, it's a little school with a big heart.
I like that.
Vandalia Elementary
yes.
School will host this event again on Saturday, June the 1st, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Excellent.
But, of course, we have the walk at Brown Recreation Center that same morning from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m.
Nice.
During the time that parents are at Brown Recreation Center, they'll have access to a basketball camp that will be happening inside the center.
Oh, very good.
Then when they get to Vandalia, they'll have access to different classes, fitness classes
right.
throughout
right.
the course of the morning. We're going to feed them lunch. We're going to let them play some carnival games. But Saturday, June the 1st, basically from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Right. And that's a good time frame, especially with the walk, because when we think about the month of June, it's generally one of the hottest months
oh, yeah.
of the summer. So to have that walk early when it's kind of like brisk
right.
in the morning. Not too hot, but then again, not too cold.
Yeah, you got to get out there before it gets too much.
Exactly.
Because it is
yeah.
North Carolina.
This is true.
You know, the community will meet you.
Exactly.
In the morning.
Exactly.
So moving early is a really good goal for families to have.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's get up and go walk a mile, and then we'll come back and we'll have breakfast.
Right, right.
And you've gotten that out the way. You've moved
exactly.
for the day.
Exactly. Right.
It's a really good way to focus and have some family goals.
That's true. And really a great opportunity for family time.
Yeah. Right.
Because when we think about not only the summer months with the kids being out of school, and as we talked about earlier, just trying to find something to do as a family.
Right.
Because most families are so busy, but they're busy with everybody kind of doing their own thing.
Right. And we don't want them to be scattered.
Like right. that. Exactly. Exactly. So it's just a great opportunity, radio family, to bring your family to this fun event that just seems to get bigger and better.
It does.
Every year. You know what, Sherry, let me ask you this. Looking back, when the concept of doing this first came to you, did you have any idea, well, first and foremost, that you would be going into year number 6?
No. You know, it started like I think I've discussed this once before as a conversation between myself and my son.
Right.
Now, at the time, Lincoln was 6 years old, no, 6 or 7 years old, and
mm-hmm.
he's an avid reader. He still is to this day.
Right.
He'll get lost in a book and be gone, and we'll have to find him. You know,
wow.
come out of that world, come back,
yeah.
come back to
yeah.
us. But he just loves reading, and I love
That's
reading.
Awesome.
Again, to my husband's dismay sometimes, because I'll disappear too. Like, can I get some food, you know, something like that.
But, right.
You know, he loves to read, and that year, it was after school was over.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Mom, how can we help other people read when we're not in school?
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
It was at a time where I had discovered that I needed to get myself together physically.
Right.
Because like you said, Jennifer, I had gotten complacent with motherhood.
Yes.
And I didn't move and I wasn't active. And so I was tired all the time.
Oh, yes. Right.
And so I was like, I got to do something. I can't be an effective mom if I'm sitting here and I'm tired. I've got to show Lincoln a better way.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a better way. And so I started slowly. I started with walking, and I lost a lot of weight that initial first year.
Mm-hmm.
But Lincoln's idea was to bring people together so that they could benefit from reading, but also have fun.
Yeah.
Because we're big on family fun. You know, we're silly. We travel together. We talk. We like doing stuff like visiting museums, and we visit a lot of historical places. Mm-hmm. We don't just go on a vacation, we go to learn,
right.
You know. I'm sorry, I have to take, but my husband loves historical sites too, so we want to learn
exactly.
when we go to different places. So we'll visit those museums and those aquariums and those historical sites like Charleston and Wilmington.
Nice.
We go to those places and we learn, and so but we do that as a family.
Exactly.
And a lot of children don't get to do that because their family, their parents have to work during
Absolutely.
The summer.
Right.
Well, how can I do something with mom? Mom has to work.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do for those children?
Exactly.
They need those experiences
well. Yeah, very true.
Even if it's with a camp family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can they go to a camp and connect with some children their age and get to go and do some different things? I'm telling you, they come back to school energized.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
they have something to talk about.
Right, right.
And Lincoln wanted to share that with the world. And when I tell you we had to build it from the ground up,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know I had no idea what I was doing. And I got some ideas from some people who had some programs going themselves, and I kind of strung those things together. And that first year, we had a really big turnout.
Mm-hmm.
We had almost 400 or 500 people
that
in and out the course of
Beautiful.
The day. And I was
awesome.
Like, okay, so obviously this is something that we need to keep doing.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
But I was also overwhelmed, like, what am I going to do next year?
Yeah, because there's always that challenge when you have your inaugural year and you have 400 to 500 people. You sometimes put a little pressure on yourself. Well, how do I make it better for the next year when people are just hearing about it for the first time?
Right. Oh, I tap teachers because I have a lot of teacher friends, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I called a meet and I was like, look, I need all of your expertise.
Right.
I'm like, you need to tell me what can I do? Because everybody is an expert in something.
In something.
Oh, true.
You know,
right.
This person is an expert on, I have a friend who can organize an event from the top to the bottom.
Wow.
I have a friend who's so creative. She can just... She just brings her creativity into the world.
Mm.
You know, I have friends who have, they're experts at different things besides teaching.
Teaching, exactly.
But they can look at it from an angle of how can we teach that to everybody else. And teachers are phenomenal resources.
Oh, they
and
definitely
it's not
are.
Just about what we do in a classroom. We're also able to teach anything we're passionate about as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
So look, Jennifer's like, that's right. That's right.
I love
you ladies because you remind me so much of my grandmothers who were educators. You know, one particularly who came through when Winston-Salem State University was a teacher's college.
Right.
And it was like a lot of, not just necessarily women, but just persons of color. Because, you know, colleges then were segregated.
Right.
You know, we didn't have our parents and grandparents able to go to certain schools.
Mm-hmm.
So to have an institution such as that, and to look into seeing, especially now where teachers are, and the need to have a lot more male teachers, especially men of color, in the classroom, so that for your son, like Lincoln, to see somebody standing in front of them, conducting a lesson, and saying, that person looks like me.
Yes.
Right.
That's really an encouragement.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I can do that. That is possible for me to stand up and do that. You know, we do need to see more of our men leading.
Exactly.
A lot of the volunteers that come to the Reading is Fun Run are men.
Are men.
African American men.
Awesome.
They're walking around, they're talking, they're helping.
Right, right.
I'm like, don't just help me and stand in the corner. I'm a teacher. I will use you to do something.
Exactly. But you know, another beautiful thing, ladies, when I sit here across from both of you, is I so appreciate your dual role because you're not just teachers, but you're mothers. Your parents. So you're constantly in that mode. You say, when Lincoln said, okay, can you just not, you know, tone it down with the teacher voice? And, you know, it's just that inner voice in you that says, this is what I do.
Yeah.
And I do it because I had a passion for it. Jennifer, that had to be the case for you when you decided you wanted to become an educator.
Yes, absolutely. And I tell you, I became a better educator mm-hmm. when I became a mother.
Wow, yeah, I like that.
Impacted how I enter the classroom and how I interact right. with my students. Because as a parent, I don't want anyone going in front of my daughter that's not prepared, that's right. not going to give her the best.
Exactly.
Right. And so that means I have to hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
from an education standpoint, my students need the best instruction.
Right.
And as a role model, I need to take care of myself so that my students feel the same way.
Exactly. Right. I love that. Now, getting back to the Reading is Fun run, why is it so important for families to attend? Ladies, let's talk about that.
From a fitness perspective,
mm-hmm.
I would like Jennifer to talk about what we discussed.
Sure.
I said I was the main reason I wanted to bring you on. You got to come and talk about this. You got to come and
right,
talk about this.
Exactly.
So would you please talk about what we talked about,
yes.
how effective it is for... Go ahead. I'm going to let her talk.
So, well, I will say this. As an educator, you know, and as an adult,
right.
the CDC says that we need 30 minutes of daily activity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that impacts how we perform in the workplace, and particularly
right.
with educators.
Mm-hmm.
This profession, we know it's a pretty thankless profession. And so... we are working hard, we exert ourselves, and if we're not physically fit, that right. just makes the job harder.
Harder,
right?
Very true.
And so I've had some personal experiences with colleagues that are suffering from physical ailments,
mm-hmm.
And they're stressed, anxiety, and one of the major issues is that we can be sedentary, and when we're
exactly.
sedentary,
right.
that impacts how we perform.
Exactly.
And so I want educators, I want to call all educators out and
yes.
say,
yeah.
we need to be moving,
yeah.
right? We need to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of the future, which is the
right.
children that we serve.
Exactly.
And in terms of the children,
mm-hmm.
a physical activity for ages 5 through 18, it's actually recommended that they get 60 minutes of daily
mm-hmm.
activity.
Right.
And when students do this, we find that that builds confidence, that builds social skills.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It develops coordination. It improves concentration and self-efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
So students want to come to school.
Exactly.
Yep, there's going to
yeah.
be an increase in school attendance. The
Focus.
Activity promotes lifelong learning, lifelong heart health.
Right.
And it lowers the risk of certain lifestyle diseases like type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis,
right.
obesity, and heart issues. So we have to get moving,
mm-hmm.
and we need to set that example and set that tone for the children that are in front of us.
And I like that you say that, Jennifer, in that when you are able to be in the classroom in front of your students and you bring that energy,
yes.
they feed off of
oh,
that.
Yes. It's contagious.
It is.
It's contagious.
It really is. And
yes.
it just reminds me, ladies, that then when we were in school at that age,
mm-hmm.
PE was such a vital part.
Oh, yes.
The physical education, that was kind of like mandatory.
Yeah, right.
Besides, you know, having lunch Monday through Friday, that physical fitness. Sadly, we're in a day and age in which a lot of programs are getting cut
yeah.
from schools. And outside of music programs, physical education is probably runs one and two.
Right.
You know, it may flip every now and then,
but
depending upon the school.
Hasn't decreased.
Right.
Exactly. It's still important.
Right. Exactly.
You may have cut this program.
Right.
But the only people that suffered from that were the children.
Children.
Which
exactly.
are the people that you're supposed to be.
Right. Right.
Be helping.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm not going to approach it from a budget standpoint, but as educators, we do have to step up and say, my child needs this too.
Yeah.
These children
yeah.
need this too.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not a fitness expert,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to be a fitness expert to be passionate about fitness.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
I
can
that.
Still be passionate about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Because if you put me in a Zumba class, I tell my Zumba instructor all the time that I get in the handicapped section in the back. And she says, don't say that. And I'm like, well, I don't look like you when I do these moves, but I will try my best.
And I'm moving.
Yeah, and I am moving.
Exactly.
If my heart rate is up
exactly.
and I'm moving, I don't care if I look like a peacock in water.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm still moving. I'm still trying
right.
my best.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is important.
Exactly.
They need to see us trying.
Exactly. And it's interesting that you mentioned that, Sherry, because I have a friend who's also a Zumba fitness instructor. What I love about Courtney is the fact that she'll keep it high impact for those, like you say, do it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But for you and me, whether we've kind of gotten away from it for a while, she incorporates easier steps. So there's like an alternate way
right.
of doing the same routine to where it is low impact
sure.
compared
right.
to high impact. But either way, you're moving.
That's right.
And that's the really cool thing about it. Now, this is just humor. Now, to our young ones who are listening, I'm laughing because I flash back to when. Now, I don't know, ladies, what our age differences are between the three of us, but when I was coming up in school, we had them ugly gym uniforms that had the plaid part up top, and then we had the solid part with the short, and it was a one piece. It was one of those onesies, and that was the only thing about gym I couldn't stand was like when we had to change clothes and go into those things. So let me just say to our young ones listening, be thankful that you're in the generation that you're in, and
please
you
don't
have to wear them uniforms. Yes.
What?
Those outfits were just, oh.
We had to exercise and be humiliated with suits that
at the same
cut into
time.
Your skin.
Yes.
And you're looking around like, why don't I look like her?
Right.
You know? Mine doesn't fit.
Mine
like
doesn't
that.
Fit right,
you know.
Exactly.
So it has come along. Fitness has come along.
It really
like,
has.
There are so many different things that
exactly.
people can do.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited when I get new things. I mean, we've got someone coming this year that's going to be doing karate.
Wow.
And this person has been coming for the entirety of the fun run, with the exception of the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Lowe comes out from the Greensboro Black Belt Academy.
Oh, excellent.
And she allows children to participate. It's interactive.
Great.
And so one year she had them breaking boards, and I tell you, after the fun run that year, is the lady coming back next year? And
oh,
I was like,
wow.
You know,
awesome.
And I was like, Aaron, I'm on the computer again. Aaron, you gotta come back. But from the standpoint of reading, I want families to come to this event because they need to understand how important literacy is.
Exactly.
It doesn't just stop in June when they leave for the summer.
That's true.
Their brains still have the capacity to learn. And just like any muscle, when you don't exercise it, what happens to it?
Yeah, you don't use it, you lose it.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly.
So they're sitting there playing video games. They're sedentary.
Right.
They're not doing anything. And so their brain kind of says, no.
Exactly.
And we want to keep it active.
Absolutely.
It engaged. I'm not saying that you need to put four books in front of them and say, read these right now, but like we talked about last year, make a reading corner or do a family reading time.
Right.
It doesn't have to be for an hour.
Exactly. Just kind of mix it up a little bit. And that's what I truly appreciate about the annual Reading is Fun Run is that, like you say, you incorporate the exercise, but you also incorporate the literacy.
Exactly.
And there's very few events in and around the community that can offer both at the same time. So thank you, ladies, for doing that. And thank you, Radio Family, for your great company. I want to welcome those of you who may just be joining us, the weekend edition of Community Focus. I'm Renee Vaughn, in great conversation with Sherry Crosby and Jennifer Redfern. We're talking about the sixth annual. I love this. It's 6 years deep. The Reading is Fun Run. Again, the date is Saturday, June 1st.
Yes, it is.
It will start with a morning walk at the Brown Recreation Center.
Yes.
8 o'clock. And really from 8 until 2. And that's an ideal time.
Yes.
That's an ideal family time on a Saturday.
You still feel like
you got your day
left.
Exactly.
Right.
To do other things when everything is over.
We've got runners bibs this year.
So yes. Oh, beautiful.
Official. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. And so I wanted to ask you, ladies, what can we do to become involved in helping our children become successful readers?
We can basically show them that we read as well.
Right.
I know we get home from work and you don't want to pick up a book, but reading is not always on a book.
Mm-hmm.
You can read the newspaper.
Yeah.
You can read a magazine. You know, children can read. I have an e-reader.
Mm-hmm.
My husband flipped me and changed me into Lincoln and I call ourselves page turners.
Okay.
Like we have to have a book physically in
Hand.
He's still a page turner. He will not flip for anything. I've purchased him an e-reader. He's like, no, Mom, I need to hear the sound of that page turning, you know?
Right.
And so he anticipates how close he is to the end of the book by being able to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten over that. But we want parents to understand that reading is not just a book. We've got someone coming bringing comic books this year.
Nice.
So we're trying to gear towards make sure the boys have access to some superhero comics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot about comic books. But someone said, do you want comics? And I was like, you know, research shows. She said, Sherry, I didn't ask you that. Do you want some comic books?
Some
I was like, yes, thank you. Or, you know, you bring comic books.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. Now, what can we do to help make the event successful? Because going into it year after year, you certainly want to make it better than the prior year. What can we add to it as community?
We just want people to come to the event. We want you to tell people about the event.
Yes.
But we want you also to come with a mind to learn and a mind to participate.
Right.
Because as parents, we get into this I'll stand off to the side and let my child do it type of mentality.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, you go play and you go do this. Yeah. And then you're on the side. And what the child is waiting for is for you to say, let's go do this together. Mm-hmm. And so they're waiting for you to say that.
Right.
So we want to parents. This is why everything is interactive.
Exactly.
Jennifer was like, can I bring them in? I said, you sure can.
Yeah.
You can bring them right in there. You know, it's interactive. And we have it broken up into classes that day. So I'll announce the class and let people know which class is coming next. And if they want to participate, they can participate, and we want them to do it together as well. But, you know, if you know of someone who is looking to sponsor something or wants to volunteer, oh, my goodness, volunteers. Woo, that's a whole section.
Yeah.
Right there. That's another interview. Like, we need volunteers, you know, especially these students who need hours, volunteer hours.
Right.
And you don't have to be 18, 19 years old or 17. We can... The younger children, 13 and 14, they can
very
run the
good
games.
Great.
You know, you can help direct people. We can get children from the ages of about 13 and older to come out and help.
Yeah.
So if you want your child to get some volunteer experience, here's your opportunity.
To do it. That's great. I love that. Now, Jennifer, let me ask you this. How did you find out about Reading is Fun? How did you get involved, particularly this year?
So... I was on social media. Which is, you know, that's the way we communicate.
Yes.
Communication of the future or of the present. And I just came across it and I reached out and said, you know, I'd love to be a part of this. What do I need
to do?
And Ms. Crosby has been awesome.
Yeah.
Just allowing me to get out and be a part of this. And I'm so excited to just bring this to the community.
That's great.
It is such a link between literacy and fitness.
Very true.
One definitely impacts the other, and so we always need to be concerned about our students' mental health and physical health.
Exactly.
It's part and parcel of the whole person.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Sherry, what you really appreciate about speaking of volunteerism, with Jennifer reaching out to you, just imagine a whole community being able to do the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and we want to build partnerships.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so many businesses that donate items for our event each year, whether it's from bottled water to some type of breakfast foods for our volunteers that come. We try to feed our volunteers breakfast every year.
Great.
So that they can just come. Like, don't worry about food. We got you. We got you
for
breakfast.
We'll take care of you.
For lunch. I just need you here.
Exactly.
We want to give them the opportunity to be comfortable volunteering.
Exactly.
And Jennifer explained, she sent me a video about Walk 15. She didn't just say, I do Walk 15.
Right.
She said, go research it and see if it's
right for you.
First. And I appreciated that. I really
did.
Absolutely. Because I was like, you didn't just say, I'm good at this and I'm going to come and I'm going to make it. I'm going to bless your event. She didn't do that. You know, and trust me, I have heard that. You know, and I'm like, this is a family event, you know?
Yeah.
You want people to be welcomed into this type of activity.
And I like that you ladies say that, because another thought that comes to mind as far as being a volunteer, to look at it from a standpoint, even if you're not a parent, the importance of being around kids, again, seeing great examples in you being there, giving your all, helping our young ones to see that, okay, that individual may not have a child of his or her own, but the love that we have for kids just in general.
Right.
And we don't necessarily have to be a parent for that. We are already, you know, largely based on our culture. Mm-hmm. We have always been one in which we have been an extended family.
Exactly.
To others. So we're like the second moms and dads of one's parent. But for individuals who really, if you want to see something that allows you an opportunity to interact with some incredibly amazing young folk, come to an event such as this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we want people to feel involved, and every year, I'll have some people come up to me and say, I didn't know it was going to be this fun.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I just think it's work. It's not work.
Right.
What brings more joy to your heart than to see children happy all day?
Yeah, exactly.
It brings you joy. And, you know, when you feel joy like that, you want to feel it again.
Exactly.
You know, and so we get a lot of the same volunteers that come back every single year. Now, what you were talking about with people with no children.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Audretta Hall, she's a health expert, and she said, Sherry, you've missed the whole dynamic, you know, a group. You need to make some friends with some women with no children. She said, we love helping, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't have children.
Right.
They have that, maybe that extra time or extra resources.
Right.
Oh,
right.
True. I didn't think about that. I did, and I love when people tell me stuff like that. Like, I'm not egotistical at all when it comes to this event. I have to approach it with humility.
Right.
Because if I don't, I can't make it better.
Yeah.
Wow. You can't make anything better if
that's
you're
so true.
true. Used to go about it.
That's so,
true. Oh, I should do this? Okay, well, can you tell me how to do that? And I will do that.
And I think that's why you have more people who are willing to give it their time. Because you have both parties that are looking at this, like you said, with humble eyes. Because the purpose is the benefits that it brings, not just to the families, but even more so to the children themselves.
Right.
Because this is an opportunity for them to not only be around their fellow classmates, but think of the new friends that they likely will be making in this process when you have a whole lot of kids getting together, having a good time. And really not just the kids, it's the parents too that can develop relationships with fellow parents.
Right, and that has happened. You know, I didn't know you lived around here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I didn't know that you had a child, you know.
Right, right.
Oh, I didn't know you came here. And what are you doing here? And then they want to help. And we've got community organizations coming in. The Greensboro Fire Department will be there. The Greensboro Police Department is coming to talk about stranger danger.
Oh, very good.
And
very
how
good.
You can make sure that you're safe when you're on vacation or if you're leaving for vacation. We need to hear those things because children are riding their bikes in the summer.
Exactly.
Or their scooters or they're going for a walk with their friends or by themselves. And they need to be cognizant
exactly.
of what's going what's on around them.
Right.
In this day and age, we have got to make sure our children understand how to be aware of their immediate environment.
Absolutely.
You know, it's dangerous out there right now.
That's very true. Very true. Boy, this time just gets by so quickly when we're just having so much fun. Sherry and Jennifer, either or both of you, how have short-term and long-term goals either grown or changed from the very first year of Reading is Fun Run till now?
Short-term, we always want to gather as many volunteers as we can.
Right.
Short-term, we want people to start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just, you know, say, oh, that event's coming up and forget about it. Put it in your calendar.
Yeah.
Print the flyer out and put it on your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Let me just interject very quickly and say thank you for what you're doing by means of, and this is where we're just so grateful in this day and age to have social media.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've got it. Facebook, you've got Instagram.
Right.
I mean, so many different ways other than the old-fashioned standard way of passing out flyers.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And there are some people you have to think about, the older people who are taking care of their grandchildren.
Grandchildren, right.
Who are not active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
What type of areas do they populate and how can we reach them?
Exactly.
Because,
good point.
You know, you have grandmothers who might not know what's going on.
Right.
They go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
They go here, they go there.
Exactly.
You know, they need to know as well. And so I'll still hand those flyers out.
That's great.
And I keep cards on me at all times.
Yeah.
I eyeball
now, trust me, I am totally one that will always support the old school way of doing things. And that, you know, you just can't, when you think about the basics, they're just as important as a high-tech way of doing things.
Social media is a phenomenal resource.
It is.
Because it's allowing me to reach more people.
Right, right.
We just had a Chick-fil-A spirit night, and I went back and I looked, and it had been shared so many times that we had reached almost 1,000 people.
Wow. That's great.
I was like, I need people to share the Fun Run flyer like that.
Right.
Share.
Absolutely.
Because there's somebody who didn't see it the last time you shared it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of children who are at home who don't have age-appropriate books.
Mm-hmm.
The books are too young for them or they're too old for them.
Exactly.
Something that's age-appropriate.
Exactly.
And that will, of course, you know, Jennifer, allow them to want to read a little bit more if they know there's a book there that they like. You know?
Exactly.
We've had some people donate whole series of books.
Awesome.
So that if they come and they like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, can they have all the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books?
Right.
That means that child's going to be reading
those
books all summer, you know?
Very true.
Now, I'm going to try to get my son to donate. He said, Mom, don't touch my friends. You know, that's what he calls his book. Don't you want to donate that series to the Reading Fun Run? And he will. He's giving some books up this year.
Yeah.
But we want parents to come and get those resources. And long term, we want more community partnerships. We want more resources for parents. We want more people who have summer activities, summer programs to come out and tell parents about those programs as well.
Yeah.
And we want to get people moving together.
Exactly.
You don't have to be embarrassed because you don't who don't know how to walk. You know, Jennifer's coming out and doing a class based in walk aerobics.
Beautiful.
Everybody can do that.
Absolutely.
You know,
if
you don't have to be perfect at something to participate
in it. Exactly.
We want you out there.
Yeah.
You know, because they're gonna see you doing that and those are lifelong experiences.
Right.
I still remember when my father got up and danced And I was a little girl. Beautiful. I had never seen him dance before.
Yeah.
And I was so surprised. I just stared at him like that. Because I had never seen him jovial before until to a point where he was dancing. Mm-hmm. That became important to me.
Yeah.
So we want parents long-term. We want more partnerships. We want more people to come. We want more, you know, resources. Mm-hmm. And we want to get the word out to more people.
Absolutely.
If I get too big, I might have to leave Vandalia, though.
Totally understand. Awesome. And that's a great way to bring our conversation for this edition of Community Focus to a close. Ladies, between now and June, we're going to work on getting you back. So let's do that.
Okay.
But in the meantime, radio family, you have heard the general information. Stay in contact with Sherry and Jennifer via social media.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And of course, keep it right here, because when we do lock down that future date, I look forward to having you ladies back on the program.
Excellent.
Fam, it's been wonderful. Thank you so
always
much.
Enjoy it.
Always enjoy it too. So love you guys. Keep up the great work and what you're doing.
Definitely.
With the annual Reading is Fun run. So you know with me, there are no goodbyes.
No.
Just until next time. So ladies, until that next time. And thank you, radio family. Keep up the great work with what you're doing in the community as well, as we do bring this edition of Community Focus to a close. So until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.